I think we just moved to Hawaii. That's where this shirt came from. That was many years ago. Getting a little tattered, but I found it. Yes. Bible school. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to be looking at the festivals. The festivals of the Israelites. I'd like Linda to come up here and read Leviticus 23, the whole chapter. Talks about the festivals, different festivals. We're not going to look at them in depth as that chapter goes, but you'll get the gist as we go here.
The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts, the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. The Sabbath, there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord. Passover and unleavened bread. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days, present an offering made to the Lord by fire. And on the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. The first fruits. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I'm going to give you and you reap its harvest, bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain you harvest. He is to wave that sheaf before the Lord so it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you must sacrifice as a burnt offering to the Lord a lamb, a year old, without defect, together with its grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made to the Lord by fire, a pleasing aroma, and its drink offering of 1/4 of a hin of wine. You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. The Feast of Weeks. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour baked with yeast as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each 1 year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, each 1 year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. On that same day you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. The Feast of Trumpets. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly, commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire. The Day of Atonement. The Lord said to Moses, the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves, and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do no work on that day, because it is the Day of Atonement, when the atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. Anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. It is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. The Feast of Tabernacles. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the seventh month, the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present offerings made to the Lord by fire. And on the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. It is the closing assembly. Do no regular work. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing offerings made to the Lord by fire, the burnt offerings and the grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbaths, and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have vowed, and all the freewill offerings you give to the Lord. So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the 8th day is also a day of rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Live in booths for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in booths, so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feasts of the Lord.
Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, give us the words that you have us to hear today. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord, as we go through this. Thank you, Lord, for being our God and giving us guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. The festivals of the Israelites. They had these festivals. They did them on a regular basis. They did them so that they remember certain events. And now these events, over time, have lined up with certain things throughout history. The first one was the Sabbath. God rested on the seventh day in creation. The Ten Commandments say that we should honor it. Colossians 2, 16 and 17. And it says, therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to the religious festival, a new moon celebration, or Sabbath day. These are shadows of things to come, These are a shadow of things to come that were to come, things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. In other words, when we give our life to Christ, we get rest from all the things that were sitting on our shoulders, that big burden. A shadow of things to come. The Sabbath. Another way to look at this is many believe that the millennium, the 1,000 years that Christ comes to reign, is the seventh 1,000 year of since creation. I know Linda had gone through with the children in Sunday school. You can calculate where we're at, how many years has gone by since creation through the Bible. You add up all the, this guy lived this long, this guy lived this long, you go all the way back through. So we're about 6,000 years that 7,000 years is just around the corner. Passover, the blood of the lamb on the doorposts with the Israelites in Egypt. The angel of death came through and passed over the houses with the blood of the lamb. We're told this is fulfilled in Christ. If we look at John 1:29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, this is John the Baptist speaking, "Look, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." 1 Corinthians 5:6-8. "Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch, as you really are. For Christ, your Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let the festivals not with the old bread leaven with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity of truth." Christ was the Passover lamb. He went on the cross. These festivals are in the spring. Passover around the week before Easter. And they're in the springtime, March, April area. The Festival of First Fruits, giving the first crop to the Lord. Sacrifice of the first, the best. I know from experience when you harvest wheat, an old guy many years ago told me, you got 3 days to harvest wheat. The day before it's ready, the day it's ready, and the day after it's ready. After that, quality goes downhill. It makes it really tough, especially if you got some acres to do. And it rains or something stupid like that. But the first fruit, the best. When is the festival of first fruit? It's 50 days after Passover. What other day do we call that day, 50 days after Passover? Pentecost. First Corinthians 15:50-58. "I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishable inherit imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet..." I'm in the wrong one. 15:20-23. I'm sorry. "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. We each in turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him." Christ is the first fruit. He is the first one that got resurrected from the dead. Someday we'll be resurrected from the dead too. We'll look into that in a little bit. But He was the first fruit, the first one. Colossians 1:18. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. So this all goes with the best, the first fruits, all together here. The festival of weeks is celebrated with the first fruits. It is celebrated at the same time. Both are 50 days after the Passover in the May-June area. Now notice something here. We got these festivals, Sabbath, Passover, first fruits. They're all in the spring, all in the beginning of the year. And now we get a break. We go through the whole summer until we get to the next festival, which is the Festival of Trumpets. Festival of Trumpets is a weird one. I mean, gee whiz. You go outside, you blow the trumpets, walk around, and then you come in and eat. That's it. What's that all about? It's weird. Really weird. All are different than all the rest of the festivals. Let's dig into this a little bit deeper. Let's look at Numbers. Numbers 1 to 4. The Lord said to Moses, make two trumpets of hammered silver. Use them for calling the community together and for having camp set out. When both are sounded, the whole community is to be assembled before you at the entrance of the tent meeting. If only one is sounded, the leaders, the head of the clan, to be assembled before you. Two trumpets. Why two? Sounds better with two? How about ten? No, it says two. Two trumpets. Christ reveals himself, or God reveals himself through what? Throughout history. The Old Testament. God revealed himself through his chosen people, through the Israelites, right? That's how he revealed himself to the world. Christ came. Now, how does God reveal himself? Through Jesus, through the church. We proclaim. We share the gospel. These are announcements. Okay? They're made out of hammered silver. Chris, what does hammered silver look like? Is it nice and shiny? Not so much. Depends on how you work it. I envision hammered silver, or any hammered metal, to have dings and bruises in it. It's beat up. The church, the Israelites. They've been beat up. Huh? Like a wrecked car. They've been beat up. They've been persecuted throughout history. They've been beat up. What are they used for? One trumpet is for what? What does it say? For the leaders. One trumpet is for the leaders to gather. Two trumpets, everybody, gathered assembly of everybody. Now, think back through history, since creation. The chosen people, one trumpet. Stop the church, pretty much, one trumpet. 1948, Israel comes back, and a church, two trumpets, What's the announcement? What are we saying? What's going on here? Let's look in 1 Corinthians 15, 50-58. I was reading that earlier. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishable inherit imperishable. Listen, I tell you, mystery. We will not all fall asleep, but we will be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will raise imperishable, and will be changed. And for the perishable must be clothed itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that it is written will come true. Death will have been swallowed up by victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord and Christ. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The Day of Atonement. The high priest entered the Holy of Holies. Who is our high priest? Jesus Christ is our high priest. Correct. And it says that in Hebrews 9:24, for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made of human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. He entered the Holy of Holies. Tabernacle. And I heard a loud voice in Revelation 20:21-3. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Tabernacle means God dwelling with us, dwelling with his people. God with us, God among us, the new heaven and the new earth. But notice, the last three festivals occur in September-October time period. They're relatively close together, just like Passover and the first fruits were close together. These other three are relatively close together. But there's a long time in the middle. I want to take a pause at this time and just ask, see if there's any questions or any thoughts about what I've been talking about the last 3 weeks here. Next week, we're going to look at how the church fits into all this. We've looked at Israel for 3 weeks now, the traditions of Israel and what's going on in Israel. Israel's kind of a time clock. We can look at it that way. It kind of gives us an idea of where we are in the prophecies. Any thoughts, any questions that came to mind over the last 3 weeks? Anything you said, whoa.